This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 812. Is it possible to take IELTS just for fun?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can you find more motivation to study for IELTS? Today you'll find out as Michelle and I teach you how to immerse yourself in English rabbit holes to discover increased motivation while studying for IELTS. Michelle in New York. Welcome to IELTS Energy.
I'm so glad that I got a song. Like, you just sang to me and it was beautiful.
You know what's funny? So when I was in high school, my friend and I were co-captains of the varsity soccer team. Not bragging, it's just what happened.
Oh my gosh.
And so we would watch Saturday Night Live every weekend, and then we would like want to do some of the skits with our team before games to like get them pumped. Oh, and then when we would read out the positions, right, telling everybody who was starting, we would actually make it a song because we were like, life should be a musical, and just like be like, Kristen is forward, stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. That's fun. And you know what? You can imagine that I did that kind of stuff too, because I was a theater girl. So like, you can just imagine that I was singing all the time, everywhere, all day. So
yes. Oh,
but
I love
that's
it.
Fun. Well, what SNL skits, like, were there any ones that I would know?
Yes. The cheerleaders. Guys. Uh-huh. Everyone listening, go to YouTube and search cheerleader SNL. So when we say SNL, we mean Saturday Night Live. And James and I actually made a video last year that like reenacted one of the cheerleader chants. It was the best. Guys, definitely check those out. They have Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry, and they're the funniest.
that was such a good sketch. Yeah, I always want to be them for Halloween, like with
totally.
My husband, but I always forget to do that, but I have to remember. they're so overly enthusiastic and just so hilarious. Guys, you have to watch that.
Like, they're so dorky and they're so funny, and I love them. And guys, these suggestions are amazing ways to get yourself motivated in English. The whole idea that we're talking about today is your motivation for improvement. And guys, like, here's the thing. If you can forget you're a student, if you can forget that you're quote unquote learning, then you're going to learn a lot more. Right, Michelle?
Oh my gosh. I talk to students about this all the time because I try and give assignments that they will want to do, right? Because you don't want it to be that someone really hates learning, that they're like, oh, I have to do this, right? We want to think of ways to learn that we enjoy. And I think that's so important. And I honestly don't know that it's possible to really improve that much, really, really improve, unless you kind of find a way to enjoy doing it.
Exactly. And guys, at the end of the day, IELTS is an English test. And if you are not improving your English in real ways, right? Yeah. Like really improving your fundamental fluency, your grasp of when to say certain vocabulary words in a natural way. If you're not improving those things, then you're not going to get that 7 or higher. And that's why our study plan in 3 Keys IELTS is so cool, because it does everything. Like, it prepares you for the exam with all the strategies, but then it also has all of these other activities to improve your overall English. But here's the thing, guys, like, if I tell you to read the newspaper and you absolutely hate reading the newspaper, then you need to do something else.
right. Exactly. I know. I feel like a lot of times teachers say, oh, read the newspaper. And it's so true. But like, okay, fine, read the newspaper, but read maybe a part of the newspaper that you really like. If somebody's telling you, oh, read the newspaper, fine, maybe the sports section if you really like sports, or the style section, whatever it may be. Or, hey, why not even the crossword puzzle, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've been doing the mini New York Times crosswords every day because they're so easy. Guys, you should get this app on your phone. Yeah. It's free. You could do one small crossword, which is not the huge difficult ones. And that would be such a fun way to improve your English. So guys, the reason we're talking about this today is because I recently had a personal coach student, and I start every class by asking them like why they're taking the test, right? Like I want to help them identify their bigger goals and help them find motivation. And this person, this awesome student, was like, oh, I just want to see how good my English is. Like, it's not for immigration. It's not for a university. And so this person was like way more relaxed than other students because they're like, I'm just doing it for fun. Right. So this is showing the difference between extrinsic motivation and intrinsic motivation, which, Michelle, I know you're a fan of this idea in thinking of language learning. Yeah. So, like, how would you explain extrinsic and intrinsic?
Well, extrinsic is kind of the goal that you're going for, right?
Yeah.
So there's something outside that makes you want to do this. So maybe you want to get better. I mean, so extrinsic motivation might be passing IELTS, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But like the reason for taking IELTS, if we take that a step further, then the extrinsic motivation would be like, I want to get my master's at Stanford, or I want to move to Canada with my family, which that's all amazing motivation. Right. And it does like sort of spur you towards a goal for sure. But it might not be the most effective as like a consistent reason to be studying, to like have that foremost in your mind all the time. Would be stressful. Like we have to find another way to motivate ourselves.
Right. Exactly. So extrinsic is more like this big goal, this big official goal, right? Where intrinsic is something that you really enjoy. It's more enjoyable that you do something not for a goal, but because you enjoy it.
Yes, exactly. So if we just make it like super simple, like X, that prefix is like outside. So an outside motivation, whereas intrinsic, inside yourself is
very
like
very good way to remember personal. That, Jessica.
Thanks. I've explained this before to people. So guys, like it doesn't matter why you're taking the exam, okay? We want to help you guys today actively develop your intrinsic motivation. You're always going to keep your eye on the prize, as they say, with this like huge dream before you. But that's like a long-term thing, and you're not going to get there unless you find the intrinsic motivation first, right? So our goal today, guys, is to help you make improving a fun challenge. Take that pressure off yourself. Reduce the anxiety, because that just gets in the way of learning. So let's think about listening and reading, right? Yeah. We're not just going to do practice tests, you guys. If you're going to improve how much you understand in English and improve your speaking and vocab at the same time, there's a few things you could do besides just like listening to podcasts like we always tell you to do. Movies. Michelle, is there any movie that you want to see right now?
Yes. Actually, I love Tom Hanks.
Yes.
And he is in this new Mr. Rogers movie, right? Is it called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
I'm not sure. I just know it's the new Mr. Rogers movie.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I just had to check. Yes, it is called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And I really want to see this movie. I remember watching Mr. Rogers and, you know, I loved him. And, you know, it just kind of gives you this feeling of your childhood and innocence. And Tom Hanks is amazing. So I have a feeling that this movie is going to be super, super good. So I have to go ahead and see that. Yeah.
It's supposed to be amazing. I just listened to a podcast about the movie, actually, and everybody on there absolutely loved it. And so, guys, like, it's not just about watching a movie. It's about following that motivation and that curiosity and sort of going down a rabbit hole, right? Yeah. So I know after I watch a movie, I like to see if my favorite people on the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast have talked about it, and then like listen to their discussion after I watch the movie. So another thing you could do, guys, and I know this exists in a lot of places, there are second run movie theaters, or my mom and I always call them the cheap seats. So they're not like the newest movies, right? But here in Portland, we have tons of cheap seats.
That's awesome.
And you could go see a movie movie for like $3. So this weekend, I'm going to go see The Lighthouse, this like black and white thriller with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. And I am so excited about it. So guys, after you choose a movie that you're excited about, extend that curiosity and that motivation. Read reviews about it. Go onto IMDb and read about the actors and the director. Find other projects of theirs that you want to see. And then take it one step further and actually write your own review. Did you know there's another way you can increase your motivation? You can get the All Ears English app and improve your listening with real-time transcripts, as well as build your personal power vocabulary list. Check it out now on your iOS device. AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses.
Right. And you know what? I actually do this kind of thing a lot. Not I used to go do IMDb a lot, but now I always go on Reddit. And, you know, Reddit. Yeah. So it was R-E-D-D-I-T?
I-T? Yeah.
Okay. And it's just like tons and tons of discussions going on. So for example, like if I want to see the Mr. Rogers movie, I might Google just like a beautiful in the day in the neighborhood Reddit. Okay. But you have to be careful because sometimes you can get a spoiler.
Yes. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like that's why I save all this stuff for after I watch the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I will even do this with TV shows that I'm watching, like because I want to see what other people are saying about it. Or even on Facebook or something like that. Like if I'm watching a TV show or a movie, you know, you might like it on Facebook and then see what other people are having to say. And so it could be a formal review, but it could also be what other people comment about it. Because if you have a friend who watches that, that's great. And you can talk about it with them. But sometimes it's fun to just see what other people are saying. So I am so guilty of that.
That's so awesome.
I always do that after watching things. I have to read about it. Oh, and my other thing is, sorry, now I'm getting carried away. Like I like to probably with the Mr. Rogers movie, I would be looking for like what's real versus what's not real.
So yeah,
like,
totally.
When I saw like Bohemian Rhapsody about the band Queen, I like to then see, okay, what were the differences? So there is so much things and I like so many things that you can do. And Jessica, I like what you said about like going down the rabbit hole. Don't just let it stop. Okay, I saw that was great. What else? Think about what interested you about it.
Yeah, because think about like the amount of time it would take to go down these rabbit holes, guys. Yeah. You are going to be immersed in motivating, fun English in a variety of communities and platforms for hours, right? Yeah. And this is from anywhere in the world you can do this. Right. I know I did that when I watched The Crown on Netflix, because I'm always like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? Right. And I'm always like Googling stuff, like stopping the episode and Googling like, did that princess really do that in America? Right. And like, going down so many historical rabbit holes and learning so much in English. So guys, this is your challenge to go down some of these rabbit holes and participate in the conversation.
Exactly.
Post a comment, post a review. Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to say also, because a lot of times if you're watching a TV series also, like, and it kind of ends on maybe, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, right? Yeah. And you're up to date, right? So you're not going to spoil anything. Read what, sometimes I get, oh, this is what this person thinks. Oh, that's an interesting idea. And definitely contribute.
That's so awesome. All right, guys. So that is listening and writing, going down those rabbit holes, practicing both skills, and reading, because you're reading about it.
Exactly. Listening turns into reading.
Now, to focus more on reading, if you don't like the newspaper, guys, like Michelle said, you can find sections of it that you do like for sure. There's such a wide variety of topics in there. But like, it's fine to read other stuff too. Yeah. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I love comic books. I love graphic novels. And I have been exploring all of the titles written by Jeff Lemire recently. And he wrote Descender, which I think was his sort of first claim to fame. And my sister gave me a new one called Royal City. And it's based on like his own life growing up, but with like a supernatural element. And it's just fascinating. So do not discount graphic novels as being like quality reading experiences with amazing literary features.
Right. Oh, I love that. You know what? I have to read more of those. I want to definitely, I need more recommendations from you because I don't really read graphic novels.
I need to do a list. A list for all of our listeners. Guys, if you want me to do a list of graphic novels, reach out to us on Instagram. Find one of my posts on Instagram, guys, because I do read all the comments on the posts that I do. So, guys, if enough people ask me for it, I will release like a top 10 graphic novel list.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I would appreciate that. I mean, can you just... I'm telling you right now, I want you to do it. So I'm okay, requesting it. Guys, you should request it too. That would be so much fun.
Guys, if you are not following us on Instagram, you have to. Michelle and Lindsay and I post every single week. And I usually do like vocab I think is useful for IELTS or questions you might get on the speaking exam. So this is all great, immersive, motivating practice. Instagram, that might be a way of practicing reading in a fun way. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love to read novels as well, but I'm thinking, you know, about when we're talking about Instagram, and guys, even if you're reading on Instagram, it's something. The point is to find something that you like, right? And speaking about rabbit holes, I mean, what better rabbit hole to go down than Instagram? Like, I mean, for me, I mean, I find that with my son, I'm reading a lot about, like, I follow, like, a lot of, like, raising children things and learning about, like, babies eating. And so maybe, which is really funny that I do that now. That's like my new thing. But it does kind of lead me to the next thing, or maybe it leads me to a blog post about a topic or something else. So find someone on Instagram. I mean, I was literally just talking to students about doing this today. Find something on Instagram that you're interested in and then let it lead you to a blog post or reading the comments. Or again, it doesn't have to always be some big, big thing that you're reading. You want to find something that you enjoy, and that will, some of the stuff on Instagram is the most natural language out there.
Yeah, totally. And guys, I mean, just follow your passions, follow your interests in English. This is how you become more immersed in the language. This is how you start to be more natural when you use the language, right? And guys, if you are aiming for a 7, if you're aiming for an 8 or a 9, you cannot get there unless you start being more natural in English. Yeah. That's it, right? Like, that's end of story. That's what you have to do. Guys, all of this advice today is amazing. We've given you tons of titles and ideas. If I were you students, I would go down the rabbit hole of this episode. Come back to the blog, guys. This is episode 812. Come back to the blog. Choose some of these activities and post about it. What rabbit holes did you go down and what did you learn?
Oh, I love that. Yes. Oh my gosh. So much fun. And then you don't have to feel bad about like looking at technology.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like, you guys, well, I'm studying, and it's true, though.
So use it in a way that's going to help your IELTS score.
That's right.
But guys, improving your English, that is half of it. And the other half, of course, is strategies, because even native speakers do not get 9s on the test. It is not guaranteed. You still need to know the exam. So to get that correct balance, guys, become a member of 3 Keys IELTS. There are 3 different options now of how you can study with us. So check them out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Awesome. Michelle, thank you so much. I love it when you get to come over to this side of the show.
Thank you for having me. No, I have so much fun over here, guys. All right. Well, thanks for having me. And I look forward to being on again soon.
All right. Awesome. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.